Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 8th of December 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. A background to that news and sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. Scarlet fever is at normal levels for this time of year. The latest on the Laxey sewage. Post office costs are going nowhere but up. Suspended jail sentence for assaulting three police officers. And what exactly do the Samaritans do?
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. Manx Care says it's normal to see an increase in demand on the health service over the winter period. Nobles Hospital has been operating at OPAL Level 4 over the weekend, but has since moved to Level 3. Government has confirmed that less than 10 cases of scarlet fever have been confirmed on island from the 28th of November until 9am this morning. Yesterday, it was revealed that 9 children had been sent home from a nursery on the island with a fever. Emergency services were involved in helping extract an injured crew member from a fishing vessel this morning. A Coast Guard helicopter could be seen flying over Douglas Bay at around 11am. Further afield, an American citizen avoided a jail term after being sentenced for causing the death of motorcyclist Harry Dunn by careless driving in Northamptonshire in 2019. Anne Sekulis left the UK less than a month afterwards. She was given 8 months by the judge today, suspended for a year. The number of children in the UK who've died from strep A has increased. 15 is the latest figure, with the vast majority in England. And at the World Cup, the Portuguese Football Federation is denying reports Cristiano Ronaldo threatened to leave the squad and Qatar. He was dropped to the bench for their win over Switzerland. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Siobhan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea currently. State of sea is slight. And a yellow warning for ice and frost tonight. Dry and clear this evening and overnight. Light to moderate wind coming in from the north down to 2 Celsius among the frost and the ice. But there will be some accumulations on untreated surfaces, certainly high up tonight, so do take care tomorrow morning, which will dawn sunny with occasional wintry showers for Gehenio Friday. A light to moderate wind coming in from the northwest and those accumulations still hanging around on high ground. Top temperatures 4 degrees. Overnight minimum 3 into Gerrishachtin. The weekend for Jasan. Sunny spells and the risk of scattered wintry showers on a light to moderate north or northwesterly, and 5 degrees top temperature. Tide still on the way out, low water in about little less than 20 minutes time at 9 minutes before 6. High water 23 minutes to midnight tonight, low tide tomorrow morning 6 minutes to 6, and the sun rises at 25 past 8.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Dr. Claire Walker, Public Health's Head of Health Protection, says the number of scarlet fever cases on the Isle of Man is currently at a normal level for this time of year. Yesterday, government confirmed 9 children have been sent home from a nursery on the Isle of Man with a fever. Dr. Walker was asked why cases of scarlet fever may be increasing elsewhere in general.
I think that's very hard to say. There are a number of hypotheses that are circulating at the moment around why there's this particular increase in scarlet fever cases in the UK at the moment. I don't think that the evidence is clear to give a cause.
Across the Isle of Man in general at the moment, statistically, how do you monitor cases of scarlet fever / strep A, and do you have any specific numbers that you're aware of at the moment?
So as I said earlier, we're still talking about a handful of cases. We're not seeing the rise in cases that is being seen in the UK at the moment.
There are a lot of parents and guardians out there who might be just quite nervous seeing the reports in the UK and hearing of, like you mentioned, a handful of cases here on the Isle of Man and what has happened in the UK. What would you say to parents and guardians to alleviate any potential concerns they might have around this?
So I understand why parents are concerned at the moment, particularly when they see the reporting of the unfortunate cases in the United Kingdom. I will say that there are a lot of viruses out there that cause sore throats, coughs and colds, which aren't scarlet fever, and that the Isle of Man is not seeing the kind of increases in scarlet fever that they're seeing in the UK. I would say to parents just to look out for the information that we've sent via schools and that's already in the public via social media and other media sources such as yourselves, and to have a look. If a child becomes unwell, think, could this be scarlet fever? Have a look at the kind of symptoms that we mentioned. Is there a rash? And contact your GP if you're uncertain.
A teenager from Peel who assaulted three police officers in one night has been handed a suspended prison sentence. Tione J. Blanchard of Northview slashed out after being arrested on the 10th of September after being disorderly on licensed premises. This report from Tessa Hawley.
Police were called to the British Hotel on North Quay in Douglas after Blanchard was seen pushing other customers and swinging punches. Officers found the 19-year-old on Market Hill. As she was being placed in handcuffs, she became actively aggressive and dropped to the floor, kicking out at a PC's thigh. After being put into the van, she then kicked another officer in the chest with considerable force. At police headquarters, Blanchard refused to get out of the vehicle and was screaming, flailing and kicking. Leg restraints and Parva incapacitant spray had to be used. The prosecutor told the court the teenager also began spitting, with saliva landing on a special constable's leg. In interview the next day, Blanchard told officers she couldn't remember the previous evening. During sentencing at Douglas Courthouse, Blanchard's advocate described his client as extremely emotional, saying immediate custody could break her. She is in urgent need of help, he added. She's got a lot on her plate at the moment. Sentencing her to 4 months in custody, suspended for 12 months, magistrates told her, "This is a very sorry state of affairs, isn't it?" Describing the spitting as a dirty, filthy habit, they urged her to seek further help, telling her, work with probation, work with the authorities, deal with those problems. This is a chapter closed, they said. Move forward with your life. Blanchard will also have to pay prosecution costs of £125.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Pastor Mike, good evening. 22 minutes before 6. There are still ongoing negotiations over a new sewage plant in Laxey. At a meeting of Garth commissioners this week, Chair of Manx Utilities Tim Johnson, MHK, said that he would desperately like to update them on progress. Our local Democracy reporter Emma Draper was at the meeting.
We're progressing as well as we can at this stage in the fact that we are in negotiation with landowners, and that's a process that takes as long as it takes, and obviously we would like to get through that in a reasonable time and then move forward.
And how have you found working, obviously you're new to the role as chair of the Manx Utilities, how have you been working closely with Garth commissioners, or has it been ongoing since the previous chair?
Yeah, we've had many meetings. I think that the MUA have engaged right from the start, really back to 2018, right the way through. There's been plenty of meetings with the commissioners and opportunities to meet up and chat, and we're always open to do that and do what we can to keep everybody informed as best we can.
And you said in the meeting that you still plan for this to be ready by the 2025 bathing season. Is that still genuinely a possibility, or are you looking at maybe more like 2026?
Definitely not looking at 2026 at this stage. No, we're very much aiming to get this work completed in 2025.
Manx Care's urging residents to choose well when seeking medical attention. The health services is expecting to see increased demand over the Christmas period, which for services like emergency department already seeing long wait times. Director of Nursing at Manx Care's Paul Moore.
The vast majority of minor illnesses and minor ailments that we see in winter can be dealt with at home. home, either by yourself using your own supply of paracetamol and ibuprofen and other medicines, or by contacting your general practitioner or community pharmacist, or the minor injuries unit at Ramsay, all of which will be available to assist and give you some very good advice on how to deal with your condition. It always gets very busy over the winter period, and by that I mean anywhere from the beginning of October right the way through to end of March, beginning of April. And so we do see more people accessing the health system. So it's quite normal for us to get increase in demand for care over this period of time, which is why it's important for us to remind people about the choices they can make and how they can get access to care quickly and easily for the kind of conditions that can be dealt with outside the hospital.
And you're currently advertising for two new consultants in the emergency department. You've previously told us that staffing is an issue and you're having trouble recruiting. Once these positions are filled, will that take the pressure off somewhat, or are these posts to purely bring it up to a kind of working order?
It helps us to manage the demand right across the health system, which will obviously benefit the emergency department, but more importantly, it will benefit people who need access to care and good advice quickly. Whether it's under pressure or not, it will equip us to handle that demand. So my expectation is that we will be slightly busier than normal. I'm anticipating that we will need to respond to a higher demand. We've got quite a lot of seasonal flu and respiratory viruses circulating, which inevitably means more people are sick and more people need to access the healthcare system. But I'm not anticipating anything over and above what you would normally expect to see over a winter period.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The motor ship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 10 past two. She's safely on the link span in Douglas Inner Harbour at the moment. We'll be off out tonight at 7:45. Arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, back to Douglas at around 6 o'clock. And the Friday morning departure, Ben McCree for Heysham at 8:45.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The president of Tynwald is hoping a new election for LegCo Legislative Council will help improve diversity in government. Four vacancies will be open on the 28th of February next year for a five-year term. The story from Rhiann Evans.
An election will be held on the 14th of March next year. Nominations open on Thursday the 26th of January and close on Friday the 24th of Feb. President of Tynwald, Lawrence Skelly, MLC, is encouraging a wide variety of candidates to come forward for the election and aims to make the process as accessible and diverse as possible. He says Tynwald should represent the community it serves, and there are sections of our community which are under or unrepresented in Tynwald. We should hear those voices and those experiences. He adds government is looking for public-spirited people to improve policy and legislation. Anyone interested is asked to look at Tynwald's job description for the Legislative Council, which sets out LegCo's role within Tynwald. More information on the role and how to stand for election can be found on the Tynwald website.
The Isle of Man Post Office has blamed a number of tariff increases which are being brought in early on substantial escalating costs. Chairman Stu Peters, MHK, told Manx Radio upward pressures on operating costs are anticipated well into the following business year. We asked him why the Post Office needs to increase prices.
Well, it has to. You know, the fact of the matter is that every business is under pressure at the moment, and to maintain profitability, then prices are having to go up. And the trouble is that it's feeding this inflationary spiral, but I don't know that there's an alternative to it. It's very simple. I mean, the business looks at the cost of doing business and amortizes the price increase over a range of services and goods. So I'm not privy to the actual formula. But it's an inevitability, I think, when wages are going up and material costs and heating, lighting, you know, everything is going up at the moment. And so therefore the prices have got to reflect that. Otherwise, the Post Office would make a loss, and that's not what it's there for.
You've previously expressed that the volume of mail is tumbling, which has been labelled a major problem. Could this be the nail in the coffin?
I don't think so. I think that, I mean, I for the chairman of the Post Office, it's an awful thing to admit, but I actually sent my first real paper letter to somebody last week in probably a year, because we all use email these days. Businesses sometimes do in terms of invoices, but they're all trying now to go online with services. So it's just an inevitable march of change. The post office is working on some very exciting developments at the moment to bring the service properly into the 21st century. So the future of the post office in the Isle of Man is that we will offer services that are more appropriate to today's society. We've already talked about the fact that we're trialling these Q code readers and printers. There are all sorts of things like that that ought to make the post office more usable for a greater number of people.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 6:15, Fraser's Group, which owns Sports Direct and House of Fraser in the UK, saw its share price drop sharply after a fall in revenue at a core UK sports division overshadowed a better-than-expected jump in profits. The group, which also owns Jack Wills, another high street brands, reported pre-tax profits of £284.6 million in the 6 months to October 23rd, up 53% year-on-year, as it benefited from property sales. A 12.7% increase in revenue to £2.63 billion was largely driven by acquisitions, including Studio Retail in the UK and Sportmaster in Denmark. And of course, you can get a full daily market report going to RamseyCrookall.com. In the UK, the UK government set to announce what it describes as one of the biggest overhauls of financial regulation for more than three decades. It's expected to loosen rules on banks introduced after the financial crisis in 2008. The changes will be presented as an example of post-Brexit freedom to tailor regulation specifically to the needs and strengths of the UK economy. The plans to ease regulations on financial services in the UK are being described as the second Big Bang, a reference to the deregulation of financial services by Margaret Thatcher's government in 1986.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed slightly lower. US stocks rose as rate jitters and recession chatter hamper a seasonal bullish period for Wall Street. Oil futures erased earlier gains and gold rose. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down almost 0.25% at 7,472. The DAX in Frankfurt up barely 0.02%, but still up at 14,264 at the close. Currently New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.6% at 33,806. The tech stocks, the Nasdaq, up just over 1% at 11,075. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up nearly 0.75% at 3,962. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1, 22 cents, 1 euro, 15.6 cents, and 20 South African rand, 95.8 cents. In commodities, gold up just over 0.2% at $1,788 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.25% at $77.09.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Two musicians are holding a fundraiser with a difference this month. It's taking place at the Laxey Miners Institute on the 17th of December, but those attending won't be asked to pay an admission fee. Instead, you're being encouraged to take a food parcel. One of the organisers is Jimmy Gillespie, and he says it's all in aid of the Isle of Man Food Bank.
The Institute is a really good venue, especially for this type event, you know, sitting down with an acoustic guitar and a sitting listening audience. So I'm looking forward to doing it, as soon as John. But the benefit of it really is to get the food out to the people who need it most this time of the year. They can come along with a £5 bag of food or a £20 bag of food, whatever they decide, and hand that in at the door, and they can sit and have an acoustic night of music with myself and John Liskard, who will be doing the event with me. Especially at this time of year, there's a lot of people out there needing to be fed, believe it or not, in this day and age.
And the admission is a food parcel. That's a very unique and interesting approach. I can't say I've ever personally heard of that approach before.
Well, it was actually me who came up with the idea, because somebody was talking to me about the food bank, somebody who's involved, and And I was really surprised, you know, how much it was needed on the Isle of Man, and you don't hear much about it. So they can go in the cupboard at home and say, oh, we've got tins of beans that don't run out for another 6 months, or we've got something in the cupboard or whatever. Or if they don't want to come, I mean, they might be going to their work's due, they might not be their type of event that they want to come to, but that doesn't stop them on the night, or if they're passing, making a parcel up and handing it in at the door. I mean, at the minute, I'm retired, I can do what I want when I want to do it. And if I can put it to good use, I will. And this is what I've come up with in conjunction with the food bank. Like I say, I love playing the venue for a start. It's always a good audience in there.
And what can people expect from that night, performance-wise?
I mean, I do a lot of Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Beatles, Pink Floyd, David Gray, James Taylor, across the board.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Rob Pritchard.
Fast am I. Good evening. Starting with boxing, and Manx boxer Matthew Rennie has ended 2022 with a victory to maintain his unbeaten record. Magic Rennie faced Russian fighter Rustem Fatkulin as part of the VIP Boxing Bolton Fight Night at the University of Bolton Stadium on Saturday. The Isle of Man went on to take a points victory of 40-36 after a four-round contest. It was the first time Rennie has been in competitive action for nearly 9 months. His previous fight was a points win over Dean Wilkinson on the 5th of March. Speaking to VIP Boxing after his latest victory, Rennie says it felt good to get back to competitive action.
I've had a bit of a... I've had a stressful year, really. Been a bit unlucky and unfortunate, but I've kept working in the gym. I've been in the gym all year doing camp after camp.
Yeah.
Just unfortunately, I've not had a fight at the end of it for no reason of my own, but I've kept with it, kept going, chipping away.
Turning to cycling, and Matthew Bostock is set to ride for the Bolton Equities Black Spoke team for the upcoming campaign. The New Zealand-based outfit have signed Bostock along with Irish road champion Rory Townsend and Jake Scott as the team progresses to UCI Pro Team for 2023. Bostock enjoyed a highly successful campaign during 2022. He was crowned champion of the men's 2022 National Circuit Race Championship in June. He also achieved top honours with the WIV Sun God squad as they topped the standings in the sportsbreaks.com Tour Series the month before. And in football, the draw for the preliminary round of the 2023 ECAP FA Cup is expected to take place this weekend. The competition sees all clubs across the Canada Life Men's Premier League and DPS Limited Division 2 battle it out for a shot to claim the silverware. Last season saw last season's Premier League champions Ayr United claim the trophy by fighting back from 3-1 down to defeat Laxey 5-3 at the Bowl back in April. This year's first draw is expected to take place this Saturday on Manx Radio Saturday Sport Classified between 5pm and 6pm on Manx Radio AM 1368. The fixtures will then be played on Saturday, the 7th of January.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way. Next one to arrive is the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick, and then it's the 5:08 Logan Air from Liverpool, returning patient transfer plane. Final inbound tonight, the 8:05 Logan Air from London City. Departing this evening, the 5:25 EasyJet to Manchester went on time. 6 o'clock, Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool. Looks like it's leaving on time. And the final departure tonight, EasyJet's return to Gatwick at 8 o'clock. Between Ramsey and Sulby, there are temporary 24-hour lights on the TT course on a rolling basis. They're doing some patching work on the pavements. Ballachilawi Road's closed for resurfacing north of Port Arran. You got those narrow lanes and temporary pedestrian crossing on Victoria Street for that brand new shiny pedestrian crossing. Castle Street, Castle Town's one-way northbound for building work. All the southbound buses loop around Castle Town before heading off to Colby, Shore Road, Port Arran and Port St Mary. Temporary closures and phases around East Quay and the Prom in Peel. They're working on the road service and pavements. It's currently closed between the Manx Utilities pumping station and Weatherglass Corner. And in Regaby, temporary closures on the Regaby West Road for water main replacement. That's going on till June next year.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside.
Well, you've heard about them. Do you know what they do? The Samaritans. Whatever you're facing, we're here to listen, they say. That's the message from Samaritans, which says volunteers are ready to help you over the festive period when other support services close down. The charity is already receiving calls from people worried about Christmas. From the Isle of Man branch, Sinead Nudd.
We start hearing from callers round about October about Christmas worries. So people will talk to us about a range of things throughout the year, but it's interesting that even as early as sort of the start of the autumn, people are beginning to think about Christmas and what it's going to mean for them. obviously with the financial pressures this year, I think in July alone we took 32,000 calls that talked about financial worries, and that was in July. So even at the start of the summer, people were talking about financial stress. So I think one of the places that we fit in over the Christmas period is we're open when not a lot of other people are. So support services are closed down for a protracted period, the services that people would usually use, and we're open 24/7 every day of the year. Confidentiality is absolutely paramount to Samaritans, but I think one of the things that we want to say to the Isle of Man and the callers who might contact Samaritans, how our system works is if you call our free call number, which is 116123, you get your call gets put to a central computer which just passes it to the nearest available volunteer. So you could be speaking to a branch in London, Edinburgh, Cardiff, Belfast. And similarly, when we volunteer here, we're not always talking to people from the Isle of Man. We don't do call tracing. We don't do 1471. We don't know or care, quite frankly, where you're calling from unless you tell us. So your anonymity, your confidentiality is sacrosanct to us. You don't even have to tell us your name. We just want to know how you're feeling and be able to support you with that.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiann Evans. Stick around after the news. We're in the archive room with Judith Lake. Chris Kinley is on with Greatest Hits at 6:30. Morris with A Little Light Music at 9. And Rhiann with The Late Show at 10.